This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva pledges to address problems being faced by Nepali art sector. Election Commission briefs representatives of diplomatic mission about preparations for November 20 elections. Consumption of petroleum products in Nepal significantly decreases. And U.S. President Biden and Chinese President Xi meet amid strained ties ahead of G20 summit in Bali. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva has pledged to address the problems being faced by the Nepali art sector. In an interaction program with new generation artists at Balwatar today, the artist urged the Prime Minister to address the existing problems related to film shootings, music royalty, OTT, tourism promotion through films, among others. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deva urged the artist to disseminate messages that there should be active participation of the youth in elections. The Election Commission has briefed chiefs and representatives of diplomatic missions in Kathmandu about the preparations for the November 20 elections. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia applauded the international community for their support and cooperation for the Election Commission's effort to make the elections a success. Chiefs and representatives from over 20 diplomatic missions in Kathmandu and representatives from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Ministry of Home Affairs and Ministry of Foreign Affairs were present on the occasion at the Election Commission today. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has reminded the political parties, candidates and other concerned sites to fully abide by the Election Code of Conduct during election campaigns. Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said the Commission had directed the concerned bodies to monitor the election campaigns to ensure the implementation of the Code of Conduct. Election-related activities and campaigns have been intensified across the country as the November 20 elections to the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly near. Candidates are reaching out to voters as only 6 days are left for voting. Likewise, top leaders of the political parties seem to be busy in addressing the election campaigns across the country. CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli says a national force is needed to lead a campaign for national development. Addressing an election assembly in Sindhali today, Chairman Oli said the UML was able to protect the national sovereignty, independence and geographical integrity of the nation. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has claimed that the Left Democratic Alliance would continue until regression exists. Addressing an election assembly organized in Gorkha today, leader Dahal said the alliance was the major need for peace, protection of constitution and economic revolution as Nepali Congress and Maoist Center were the negotiators of the peace agreement. The domestic consumption of petroleum products had significantly decreased in Nepal compared to the last year. According to the Nepal Oil Corporation, 44,000 kiloliters of petrol and 78,000 kiloliters of diesel were consumed from mid-October to mid-November this year, while 63,000 kiloliters of petrol and nearly 136,000 kiloliters of diesel were consumed during the corresponding last year. Nepal Oil Corporation spokesperson Binit Mari Upadhyay said the supplies of petroleum products would increase during festivals and elections in the past, but this time the situation remained different. Liquidity crunch, unfavorable season for development works, the skyrocketing prices of petroleum products and its higher prices in domestic market than in the Indian market are among the factors for the downfall. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Nepal's private airline company Buddha Air is preparing to operate 3 flights to India from the Pokhara Regional International Airport. According to Buddha Air, the flights to 3 Indian cities, Banaras, New Delhi and Dehradun, will run from January 2023. As the company says, the government is making initiatives for an air traffic route from India, and regular flights will begin once the route and slot permissions will be obtained from the Indian government. Nepal lost to the UAE by 84 runs in the friendly match held at Kathmandu West TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur today. Chasing a target of 264 runs set by the UAE, Nepal lost 9 wickets in 50 overs and ended up with only 179 runs on the board. Dipendra Singh Ery scored 54 runs, while Arjun Saudi scored 51 runs for Nepal. For the UAE, Afzal Khan took 4 wickets, while Basil Ahmed took 2 wickets. All year put into bat after losing the toss, the UAE scored 263 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the allocated 50 overs. With this win, the UAE has taken a 1-0 lead in the 3-match international one-day series. The next match will be held on Wednesday. You are listening to Read Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Chinese President Xi Jinping and US President Joe Biden have met for long-awaited talks that come as relations between their countries are at their lowest in decades, marred by disagreements over a host of issues from Taiwan to trade. The two leaders are holding their first in-person talk since Biden became president, met on Monday on the Indonesian island of Bali ahead of a Group of 20 summit. Saying the world has come to a crossroads, Chinese presidency vowed a candid discussion of issues that have spoiled relations between the world's two leading powers. Meanwhile, U.S. President Biden said he wanted the U.S. and China to manage their differences and prevent competition from becoming conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the recaptured city of Kherson in Ukraine's south. President Zelensky said the liberation of Kherson marks the beginning of the end of the war with Russia. He told soldiers Ukraine was moving forward and ready for peace. After invading, Russia declared it the administrative center of the illegally annexed Kherson region, and it was the only regional capital to be captured. Kherson was captured in March, weeks after the invasion began. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly to mainly fair in the west of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Sudhir Pashim province. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the western high mountainous region and at one or two places in the eastern and central high mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa pledges to address problems being faced by Nepali art sector. Election Commission rips representatives of diplomatic missions about preparations for November 20th elections. Consumption of petroleum products in Nepal significantly decreases. And U.S. President Biden and Chinese President Xi meet amid strained ties at a G20 summit in Bali. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.